free at last. This is Tony Benn, and these are my diaries from 1991 to 2001. This is dedicated to Caroline, to all our grandchildren, and to future generations, in the hope that they may make a better world for themselves than we have been able to make for them. The year 1991 was overshadowed by war with Iraq, which had invaded Kuwait, for by then it was clear that President Bush had no intention of being diverted from a military attack. I had just returned from Baghdad, where I had met the Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, who expected this attack to come, even if he withdrew his forces from Kuwait. The Prime Minister, John Major, went along with this strategy, whatever his private doubts may have been, and committed British forces to the war, knowing he was able to rely upon the firm support offered him by Neil Kinnock, who had been leader of the Labour Party since 1983. Friday, the 4th of January, 1991. The Iraqi ambassador and Mr. Ibrahim, the minister, came to see me to get my assessment of the situation. I said I thought it was very dangerous and that Saddam Hussein should invite the Secretary-General of the United Nations to Baghdad. I said I thought that if Iraq could give an indication of its support to the UN and offer a UN peacekeeping force in the disputed areas, it would transform the situation. I also decided to give back to Mr. Ibrahim the presents they'd given me, although it's long been the custom for embassies to give a bottle of this or that to people they know in government. So I packed them all up and said to Mr. Ibrahim, "I know you'll understand, I cannot receive a gift from Iraq at the moment. I'm really relieved to have got that out of the way." Tuesday, the 15th of January, 1991. Eric Heffer, who's desperately ill, dying.